the buzzer McCord on its way. Oh, my goodness.
They have to get it. No timeouts. They do.
Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage, the definitive college basketball podcast.
And just wrapping things up here on Selection Sunday, it's time for Courtside. Greenberg and Dockage.
Hey, my man is wearing slippers. Come on, look at those things. Put those things up on the camera.
You can't see it. It's a podcast.
Put those things up.
Not everyone's watching this on TV.
They should be, because I got stylish shoes. Look at these bad boys.
Two faces for radio. I'll let you out there decide which two are the faces for radio and which one.
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
That's my point. I'm going to let everybody else decide that one. We had a lot to talk about today on the podcast.
Loosen up a little bit.
Dan's got to loosen up here.
What we got?
We are on ESPN Plus, right? That's why we got the camera.
Yeah.
So we're also being seen, which is rare for us. So we kind of have to be on our P's and Q's here. Let's talk about these brackets. Let's start with the East, all right? And let's start with the number one overall seed, Duke. I think the big question
they're
coming
good.
To this thing, yeah, they're pretty good. Who could possibly beat them? Anybody in this bracket do you see that has a shot to knock them out? Is it a Michigan State? Is it somebody else that kind of can in your mind, emerge out of this bracket?
Look, Virginia Tech with Justin Robinson back. I said that Justin Robinson is important to Virginia Tech as Zion Williamson is important to Duke. Now, they're different.
You and
they're
I are going to throw hands on TV. What are
no,
you
no,
talking
they're
about?
They're different. Here's the deal. For their team. For their team.
Robinson could barely walk when I watched him a couple days ago. Is he going to be ready to play?
They said he's playing. The boot's coming off. He's ready to rock and roll. If he can play the way they spread you out, the way they drive it, the way they shoot it, I think offensively they're terrific. And Kerry Blackshear, since Robinson's been out, Kerry Blackshear has kind of emerged.
I
mean, he's having like 80 points, 9 rebounds. Yes, ask me any question you would like.
Are you Lou Holtzing it?
No, I'm not.
That was like the sandbagging.
I don't get paid by Virginia Tech anymore.
Like Lou Holtz doesn't really root for Notre Dame, but he acts like he roots for Notre Dame. Are you a Lou Holtzing me right now?
No, I never knew someone from Lou Holtz. Believe me, as you know, it's not exactly easy for me to go through this. But I do think they
that
are
is true.
I think they are a good team. And look, Michigan State's got a shot. And to me, they're front court, the development of Xavier Tillman and Kenny Gordon. Those two guys can guard.
Yeah.
And they are quick and they're active. And I don't care how good Trey Jones is, my man Cassius Winston, that's a bad dude that gets in the lane and gets the ball anywhere he wants, anytime he wants.
Can I go back to Virginia Tech? I'll tell you this. I did their game against Florida State. They could have won that as easy. I mean, they had a three to send it to overtime. They could have won again. Ahmad Hill is a bad cat. He sits down in a stance. I mean, he gets down and he has this face that he's going to kill you the entire time. And they're a good team, Seth.
So you were agreeing with me.
I am agreeing with you, but
so why did you disagree with me to agree with me?
I didn't disagree with you. I wanted to know where you were at in the whole thing, like mentally.
They're not paying me anymore. I wish they were.
Just finished, I think.
But Kerry Blackshear, it's
really good,
right? Difference maker. And they already beat him once.
Yeah.
Now, it was without Zion. I get all that. But I do think that, and I do think that Michigan State can as well. You'd mentioned Xavier Tillman. Tom Izzo told me before I did the Michigan State regular season game to end the season that he thought that Goins and Tillman really got connected to each other defensively, where they're really talking and they're moving and they're helping each other. I think they can too. I don't think they will.
How about Matty McQuaid? How about Matty McQuaid today? Matty McQuaid
fired up.
Was ridiculous. When Aaron's went out, it almost seemed like he was playing for that dude.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and that was an interesting thing to watch.
Tom Izzo can't afford to lose anybody. That's my thing.
He can't.
We talked about it before. And Aaron's, the loss is not devastating to them. It's just he doesn't have enough bodies.
It is. It is devastating because they don't have bodies. Now, all of a sudden, Gabe Brown's going to play a little bit, right? And he's not tough enough.
When I talked to Izzo and I talked to Arns.
By the way, you guys are kumbaya.
Yeah, we're good now.
Call me Henry Kissinger.
More than you.
There are some videos out there of consternation between me and the coach, but now we're really
good. Now you're set.
You're welcome.
But to me, I don't know what the hell we were talking about, but if I can go back
Arns,
to what we were talking
about. Arns, the loss of Virginia Tech.
Arns, to me, was a guy they didn't know whether he was going to play or not. Like, I remember going to a game. I can't remember. It was a Tuesday before they played a championship. We were doing a game against Nebraska. He goes, I asked coach if I could play, but I can't play. But so it's a big deal because of their lack of depth. With all right, what do you think about Yale?
I like Yale.
Right.
I like
you like Yale to win.
I don't like Yale to win. I love James Jones. I think James Jones is an incredible coach. They rebound, they defend, and they got a pro. Onyeka is a pro. I'm talking about size, athleticism, can rack it. If they had Mekhi Mason, who transferred after, by the way, Yale beat Baylor, and then half of the guys on Baylor didn't even know that Yale was a school, but that's another story in itself. After that game. But I do like Yale, but I just think LSU's too talented.
The bottom half of that region seems tougher than the top half, don't you think? If you talk about a Temple and a Belmont kind of playing game into that region.
And I like Temple in that game. I think we're undervaluing Temple, and everyone's enamored with Wofford, and everyone's enamored with Belmont. And I know we're going to get in. Belmont's a good team. I did their game against Murray State, and they're a good team. Mazinski, the big kid's going to be healthy. He's a 7-footer. They throw it into Dylan Wendler can shoot it. They play with great space. When the ball goes in the post, their post action's all great and all that stuff. Like the Temple dudes are like
Shiz Alston.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, Quentin Rose. I mean, they're like Philly dudes. I mean, like you know, they're going to get out it and they got a cause. You know, playing for Dumfries, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah, that's
let me go this route. With you. Second round. Now the Patino matchup between
I love
and Minnesota.
It's conspiracy all the way.
It's not a conspiracy. You got 100 of these. Okay, is Bobby Hurley playing possibly against Buffalo? Is that a conspiracy?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Everything's a conspiracy.
Say, here's the deal. Rick Pitino's flying back right now
from Greece. Why does anybody
care hold his brother's go? To hold his son's hand.
All right, let me ask you, though. Louisville, I did the game. Louisville beat Michigan State.
Yes.
Langford
was horrible
in that game.
Yes.
Now, Langford's not playing Michigan State better. I actually think Michigan State has a really nice way to the Elite Eight. I know Louisville beat them.
I got them in the Elite Eight.
Do you? I do, too. I have them in the Elite Eight, but I think either Yale or LSU. LSU is the one uber-talented
team.
They're
talented.
Yeah.
And Maryland.
They play for both teams at the same time.
Do you like Maryland or Temple?
I like Maryland, and Maryland's a frustrating team for me, because I don't know why they don't get more touches for Fernando and Sticksmith. I mean, it's one of those things. I think they should get more touches. And their guards are a little inconsistent. I expect more out of Anthony Cowens. I think, you know, to me, if he's good, they're good. Wiggins can shoot it, but, you know, I just look at the bottom half of that bracket. The conspiracy game, I have Minnesota winning that game. I think, every other game, Amir Coffey is really good. Every other game, they throw the ball to Jordan Murphy. Every other game, all of a sudden, what's the really good shooter?
McBrayer.
No, not McBrayer. Kessler.
Yeah. I mean, Abe Kessler.
They've got a good team if they don't throw it to the wrong team.
They are one of those teams, when you watch Michigan State in the Big Ten, and you watch Michigan, and you watch Wisconsin, if you're open, I'm throwing you the ball right here. Minnesota, if you're open, you might have to be Johnny Bench. Those of you that don't know Johnny Bench, think Buster Posey. However you want to do it,
right? There you go.
Okay? But I'm just saying, they are exactly what you just said. They will throw the ball. Now, let me go this route with both of you guys. Is LSU the favorite? If you're going to pick one team on Michigan State's bottom half of the bracket, is it LSU to beat Michigan State?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Can anybody do it?
I mean, they're uber talent. I mean, look, the backcourt is really good. Tremont Waters, he can defend, he can get in the lane. You know, Javante Smart, being that he's playing, I mean, you know, so he's playing because they just rolled the
dice.
He's
Smart's nephew, by the way.
Yeah, well, Keith Smart, they just rolled the dice and said, you know, if he's ineligible, we lost all these games before and they're all going to be given away anyway. So
we might as well play him. Thought there was any chance he was going to be ineligible? Because that was my thinking when he comes out on the court the other day. It's, well, now they've done enough due diligence to where
So you're going to investigate a major FBI investigation in 2 days internally.
Are you costing yourself a chance at an SEC? Because if you play in that day,
all those games that were played before are going to be void and they're going to be L's because.
So you're saying you're just giving in?
Why don't they give in
with the coach?
It's a difference. He's right on the tape. The kid's not on the tape. The coach is right on the tape. I mean, you can't dispute. You know, the words that the spoken word.
That would be
negligent because I mean. If you make the player ineligible, in my opinion, without any set proof, the only people who have proof of that are probably the FBI.
So you're thinking they're playing to win as much as they can now, even though they have a pretty good idea it's going to be taken away down the road. So they're going to play smart. They're going to play.
Has that happened before?
No, like a Michigan situation.
Well,
like,
I mean, what do you think?
They take the banners down later, but it doesn't matter later because you've already celebrated the win that year in that moment.
Chris, here's the deal. If they had any inkling that the stuff on that tape wasn't real, you're right. Will Wade would be coaching.
Wade would be coaching.
But you know what? Will Wade ain't coaching, but the kid's playing because they can't prove that the kid did anything yet.
And according to the university, because this is always what happens with universities when an issue, hey, look, we investigated it. He got cleared by us, by the league, by the NCAA, all that kind of stuff. So they put themselves in the clear.
Okay.
For now.
For now. Also for now, I want you to pick who comes out of the East.
Duke.
Well, I've got Duke. All right. I've got Duke winning. I'll go to the second game, VCU and Central Florida. I think that's the most interesting game.
That's an interesting game.
I think that's a heck of a game.
Two teams that can guard.
Chris.
Havoc and half court. That's what VCU is. It's not full court Havoc. It's half court Havoc.
What about Taco Fall? He plays 24 minutes a night. Why can't he play more than 24 minutes a night? Because when he's in there, he's dominant.
Can I tell you?
There's a lot of moving parts.
I was going to tell you. I have a 7'2" roommate, the great Uwe Blob.
Uwe Blob was your roommate?
He was my roommate.
Can you get him all out of the way? Can you get a junior mention and we can get it all done once?
Uwe, when you're 7'2", like the health of like your back, your legs,
yeah, everything.
Like it's just different. You've been around Taco Fall.
Yeah, we used it.
When you think you know how tall he is,
massive.
He's taller. He's wider.
Yeah.
He's bigger.
Dude's got a big head though.
I got
big,
size
long
eight,
dude right
I don't
there.
So 24, 25 minutes to
Who
him is like
game?
35 minutes to everybody.
Yes.
And he changed. You're like, do you play him in front? If you play behind him, he just gets in front of him. I think VCU wins the game. VCU, ball pressure buys time is one of my favorite sayings, but VCU doesn't do the havoc of old. But at half court, they disrupt you. They disrupt you. And the kid Silva, Santo Silva, he's like the voice of their defense and their perimeter guys. Now, the key will be if Evans is healthy, because Marcus Evans got hurt at the beginning of the A-10 tournament. Marcus Evans transferred from Rice back over to VCU with Mike Rhodes. If he's out, UCF
wins. This is a cop-out by me, but Benji Taylor, Aubrey Dawkins can both lift up and make shots. If they lift up against that defense, I like UCF.
Did you pick them? And that's an if.
I'm picking them.
All right, that's just checking.
But before we move on to a different region, you both got Duke coming out of the East.
Zion Williamson playing?
Yeah, he's playing.
Okay,
so that's who you're taking. I agree. The three of us. It's unanimous.
That's great. Great analysis.